Și bună, băi, să mic doș, mei rovei, o mei nu, se ne hălăche, nu be soi rosă, ho. Și bună, băi, să mic doș, mei rovei, o mei nu, iro, tu-n miră bună,
Shalom, and welcome to the second hour of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. You know what the deal is. The first hour is the mix, non-chazanis, and the second hour is strictly chazanut. Still haven't figured out quite what to do with the third hour. Always open to your suggestions. The comedy seemed to peter out. I don't know. Leave that for another discussion. This first part of this hour will feature Jacob Barkin, a wonderful chazan. He was born in 1915, died in 1996 at the age of 81. Barkin was from a musical family and started training at the age of 5 while his family lived in the Ukraine. The family immigrated to Toronto in 1926. Although he always sang in the synagogue, he achieved fame by singing popular music on the radio during the early 1930s in Philadelphia. He officiated in the San Francisco shul from the early 40s through 52, when he took a position with Adas Israel congregation in Washington, D.C. He was decorated by the Israeli government for his many Israeli performances in support of the troops, and for several years, he stepped into Richard Tucker's role as cantor for high holiday services at the Concord Hotel in upstate New York. It's a good old Catskills. He sang at the Holy Blossom Congregation in Toronto until his retirement in 1995. Okay, let's get right to the chazanis. And the first selection that we'll be hearing of Jacob Barkin is Rachem.
Oh,
As you can tell, that was recorded at a live concert. The next selection, Jacob Arkin with Zachor.
Oh,
we'll hear Rachel Mivakor, Jacob Borkin. Okay, live performance, as you can tell. And the next selection, Jacob Barkin with Havdalah. Enjoying this. I'm really enjoying listening to Jacob Barkin The next selection is a doodla. Doo doo.
Reborn, I shall I long. Reborn, I shall I long. Reborn, I shall I long. Reborn, I shall I reborn, I shall I long. Quelle dirà du delle singhe? Du, 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 du. So echo, ve hayelo, eme so echo. Vu ke me dichi age fine, un vu ke me dichi nid ge fine. Du, du, do 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 do. As if we could do, no, we stay do. Rag do, nor do, feeder do, over do, do. Do, 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 schlecht du, ei du 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 zaffen du, dorm du, 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 du. Schomaime du, oretz du, mailo du, mato du, 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 du. Mato do, 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 do.
Okay, now, 100 years ago, yeah, 1920, it's about 100 years ago, you all know the story that Yossel Rosenblatt turned down $1,000 a night to sing in the opera La Juive. He was offered this by Campanini of the Chicago City Opera, and he turned it down. And, you know, $1,000 100 years ago is like $30,000, $35,000 today. This is really spectacular. And a lot of Chazanim have sort of played the dual roles, trying to, little opera here, Chazanis, whatever. Barkin, that did sing some opera. Let's hear one opera selection, just to give you a little taste of his versatility. This will be Rachel from La Juive. And, okay, it's not Chazanis, but it's a Chazan. Enjoyed that. You didn't? Well, okay, I don't play too much non-Chazanis in the Chazonis section of the program. Let's hear Shema Kolenu, one last selection with Jacob Barkin before we get on to Herman Malamud. Okay, let me make sure I have this set up correctly. Shema Kolenu, Jacob Barkin. Okay, that's it for now with Jacob Barkin. Our next selections will be of Herman Malamud. Herman Malamud. He was born in 1932. He died in 1989, young age, 57 years old. This album was recorded in 1977. Malamud was a tenor at the City Opera. He was a native of New Yorker. Graduated Yeshiva Salanter and continued his studies at Yeshiva Yitzchak Elchanan. He served as cantor in several well-known synagogues. His last yearly position was Congregation Anshei Chesed in Manhattan. Malamud studied cantorial art privately with such important personalities as Shalom Secunda, the renowned Jewish music composer, and the famous cantor's cantor, Moshe Gantchoff. In 1967, Mr. Secunda brought Malamud to the attention of the management of the Concord Hotel. Does that sound familiar? Concord Hotel, Kiamisha Lake, New York. And after his inspirational and uplifting High Holy Day services, he was engaged for a long-term contract for the Passover and High Holy Day services. Okay, so here we have two wonderful cantors who have a little opera in their blood, but they also, what they have in common was Concord Hotel. Yeah, I guess those were probably interesting days, probably. Okay, let's hear Herman Malamud with Sim Shalom.
Oh,
Avram, I hope you're listening. I know that Malamud was a favorite of yours. I'll have to make sure, let you know that we featured him this week. Let's see, the next selection, let me make sure I have this right. There it is, Habet, Herman Malamud.
Vocares, vocares, vocares.
Mentioned to you at the earlier, Malamud studied under Moshe Genshoff, and Malamud will be chanting, singing Genshoff's Ator Niglesor. Wonderful, wonderful composition.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
enjoyed this hour, Barkin and Malamud. This is Charlie Bernhout, and you know how to reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. I'm curious as to your reaction to Barkin and Malamud. I must say I really enjoyed that. As much as I mentioned in the index, I've been immersed in such wonderful chazanis, Zevi Muller, Yanky Lemmer, Nathaniel Hurstick, the last three Shabbosim. Wow. I only wish that you could partake of that also. And, well, okay, so we're giving it to you, not the real thing, but next to the real thing with these wonderful recordings. Thanks for joining with me. Don't forget to tell your friends about the program. Remember that word of mouth is one of the best forms of advertising. So shalom, everyone.